changed by you. The more I get to know you, the more I want you close to me. And I'll take care of you. Please just say you let me.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And I'm Kim DeBryan with Rod Schreckengaust. How do you spell it?
Gauss.
Somebody asked me that the other day. Is that German? Where's that from? Schreckengaust.
Oh, that's why I felt right at home with Nancy Benning and the whole German thing. Boy, telling you, right at home. Yeah. Hans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have Lederhosen?
I do. Nice. At home. Yeah. But that's only for special occasions, and that's between my wife and I. So.
What kind of hose? I don't know.
All the Benning boys we have, they have pictures of, you know, Lederhosen.
And we do have Monique in studio, too. Monique, yes. Donnelly as well, which we forgot to mention in the very
and
beginning.
And I don't have Lederhosen.
No. Okay.
You haven't arrived. You got to have Lederhosen and a kilt.
Oh, you got both of those, don't you?
I got it covered.
He looks beautiful in the kilt. Are you kidding me?
You don't wear them at the same time.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, I just want to set that straight in case a listener out there is a little confused.
6'2", 170, and a kilt. That's there's your visual. We are in radio.
It's like a shower curtain on.
Go to worshipfactory.net. Get connected. Get online. You know, Rod, there's so many things on my heart today that I wanted to talk about. And sort of as we're, you know, I want to first talk about Worship Factory and why, again, you know, remind the listeners why God called us on our hearts to launch Worship Factory some time ago. It's been over a year and something now. You know, I just, again, walking out that day and feeling like there's such a need in the Christian community and creatives throughout the world for us to be able to get connected and get online with the tools of a Facebook or MySpace or a Twitter to where that you can get online and instantaneously connect with one another. I think it's so important for us to do that. And worshipfactory.net does that. I mean, if you go to the website, you can look at the first page, the home page, which we obviously most sites call a home page.
Go figure.
Wow. I don't know why that is, our landing page. And then you go to the connect button. There's a little C at the top of the Worship Factory home page and get connected and just get online, sign up and put all your information in there and the tools and get a chance to look at the other members.
How much does it cost?
It's $575.
Oh man, I don't have that.
Before Tuesday.
Yeah, then it's $775. No, it's actually free.
Totally, completely free.
Free.
Listeners.
Cost you nothing, unless you're a KKLA listener, and then it's going to cost you.
And I know people have asked, why Worship Factory? You know, some people have suggested other names, but Worship
Factory.
Right?
So, because that is distinctly a religious type of term. Why wouldn't you want to go more like a creative factory if you were reaching out to the creatives? And we just want to make sure that our mission's clear. And God is the creator.
Oof.
Okay, so it's not about me and what I can do. It's about God making me to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, our purpose in life, whatever your life thing is, your business, your career, your marriage, your family, God made you to glorify Him.
Preach.
So it's about Worship Factory because we want you to understand God made you to glorify Him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't respect that. You're listening. You just tuned in. You don't know what this show is all about. I want to just share with you quickly. God made you with purpose and intent.
Mm.
You're not an accident.
That's right.
The way I like to say it is you're not a fetus that survived abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
You are a real living human being. God created you with such purpose and intent. Mm-hmm. You don't understand the heart of God if you don't know that.
Amen.
So grasp that reality and then find the fulfillment God intended you to know and understand by being a creative person. Because ultimately, as people, it's not just about being a career, not just about having a job, having an address, having a social security number. It's about being that fulfilled vessel that God made you to be. And you're only going to find that when you let what he created you to be come out.
And Rod, you know, you mentioned the word marriage, and that totally just sparked a thought. This show is geared for those who are in the industry who are trying to make a living with their creativity. Mm-hmm. But God has instilled the word creative in all aspects of our life, in our marriage, in our friendships. How are you going to creatively bless your pastor? How are you going to creatively bless your spouse? How are what are these new things, new ideas? What new life is God going to speak into your life? And that's kind of our challenge for our listeners is listen to God's voice. Is what kind of new creative things is he going to speak into your life?
And y'all listen to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kimpton with Rod and Monique. And we are talking about why Worship Factory. Why did we launch? Why did God call us to launch Worship Factory over a year ago? Worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected, get signed up, and use the tools that are there to communicate with one another. You know, as creatives, we do go through a lot of difficult times at times, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. There's a lot of people that are hurting, you know, both from a financial standpoint as well as a physical standpoint. I mean, everything from a marital standpoint. Right. I mean, there's life's little woes that we've gone through and we continue to go through often. And I tell you, there's nothing more refreshing than being able to connect with somebody and say, can you pray with me, or can you take some time as far as that, because you've got a time for coffee to be able to talk, or can we sit down and share together something, or I'm working on a project. And so I think it's so imperative that we actually get online and communicate with each other.
Absolutely.
And learn from one another and glean from one another.
Yeah, and admittedly, at least for me, if I don't get to an uncomfortable place, I don't want to move on. So the economy, difficulty in life, challenges often come because we need to go a new direction, and we're reluctant to do that. If it's easy, money's coming in, everything's working, why should I go a new direction? So I think God's using these times to challenge us to change and to try new ideas, to launch those things we've always wanted to
do. It's funny because summer has just started, and I've just experienced how my girls, even firsthand, you know, creativity comes for them right as they're at the bottom of their boredom. You know, they're just like, ah, I'm bored. And then all of a sudden they'll come up with this really creative idea that keeps them occupied for the next couple of hours. And I see that reflected in my own life when I'm, you know, confronted with challenges or in a hard spot. That's a lot of times when the creativity comes is when you're at your wit's end and you're like, okay, God, help me. I need a new direction, you know, and God will breathe that life and that creativity if we call out to him for it.
Absolutely.
You know, I want you to know too, you may be driving down the street right now, or you may be actually at your homes listening to the radio or whatever you may be. Understand that we serve a creator that is living, that is living, breathing
active.
Today, then active in our lives
and wants to be involved
in your life. He does care. He does love you without a doubt. He died enough to die for you. It's just amazing when we think that we're at a point where we don't think we can make it any further. Or maybe sometimes we just go, oh, wow, you know. And I think creatives out there, we have a way to go into our cocoon, so to speak. We sort of go into an isolated stance to where that we sort of just inwardly go inward. But we don't think about, you know, reaching out to someone else or reaching out, first of all, to our Savior. I mean, first of all, reaching out to God and just saying, look, crying out to God to say, look, you know what? I'm lost without you. I'm a creative. I'm out there. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. But without you, I am nothing. And I need your support, your love, your encouragement. I need your direction, your guidance. And I think, you know, the word plainly states about what we're supposed to be doing in our lives. And we go back to the love as far as with Worship Factory and what we want to convey to you out there. There's people that love you. And I can tell you online, if you can get to worshipfactory.net, you know, send us if you've got a prayer request or there's something out there, because there's times in our life we go through those peaks and valleys, and a creative artist will go through peaks and valleys probably more than a lot of other people, perhaps.
Yeah.
Up and down today, and tomorrow you don't have a paycheck, or tomorrow you're not doing this and that, and something we really encourage at Worship Factory. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckenhaus and Monique Donnelly. We do care about what you're doing out there. We do care about where God has called you to be, and we also do care about what God has called in your life. You are creatives, and you're created by the Creator, and we love you out here at Worship Factory, and we can't say that enough, Rod.
Yeah, we all deal with that demon of insecurity and the doubting voices. We all deal with it. Mm-hmm. So as creatives, we've got to get across those barriers and try things. We want to create safe zones. That's what Worship Factory is trying to do, mm-hmm. is so that you can get connected, have safe places to try and experiment. What's your idea? What do you feel is the ultimate thing if you could do anything you wanted to do? Can we help you get to that point? Because that's where God can really shine through your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was so excited with Aurelio Barreto when we were talking to him. And, you know, just a blessing. When you do jump that fence from going to the secular world, if you would, and making all the money in the world, and you start to go out there and you say, you know, this is about Jesus, and you start to basically get in people's face in one way or another, it's interesting how everything in the world will come up. The worldly side of it will try and come against you. But greater is he that is in us than he is in the world, without a doubt. And we will definitely show that every day of our life if we stand strong with that. And Aurelio's proven it with C28, and he's proven it with his brand, NOTW, Not of This World. And just an amazing story. I just really, really love that story.
Yeah. And, you know, I've kind of noticed a minor theme going on with a lot of our guests. We just had Nancy Benning, and she has so amazingly given of her time and her money,
right,
to her missions. And God has always been faithful. Mm. And when we had Carmen Twilley here, she mentioned the whole tithing thing, how her studio career is never consistent, but she's always tithed and God has always provided. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Aurelio, you know, he had all the wealth, but when he submitted it unto God, God has his own monetary system where he requires that we hold loosely to our funds, and he promises to meet our needs. And I've seen that in our guests over and over again.
Yeah, and he's definitely not bankrupt, that's for sure,
that's right,
without a doubt. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we'll be right back with our Exposed section of this show. If you get a chance, we'll be back with John and Mariana on the Exposed segment of Worship Factory. We'll be right back. And never-